Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. Well, another week, Ed. We made it through. I know it's been a busy one for me, and I think it has been for you as well. I will say, COVID-wise in the office, you know, thankfully not a busy week, which is fantastic, although, you know, cases are still up. That's actually real news, but the vaccine's going out. We have stopped signing people up for new ones, by the way. I mean, I'm hoping we get another shipment sometime in, but they say we're not going to. I myself have gotten that one I told you about, and it was interesting, you know, with the fever and all. And next week I'll give you the update on my next one, which is Wednesday. Okay. So, yeah, I'm a little bit hesitant, but, you know, a few people like me are running fevers, and very few are having those serious reactions. Most of my patients are having basically zero reaction, which is, you know, pretty nice. But, yeah, if you can get a COVID vaccine, I would say if you can find one and you're in one of these age groups that's high risk, please do it. We'll be protective when probably down the road, at least I'm just guessing, we'll have to show proof of immunization for some travel. Like I have a friend of mine going down to, I think it was South America, and they already know they have to, you know, prove that they're COVID-free when they come back. So, you know, the travel restrictions are still there. But if you get your COVID vaccine, probably you'll have a little card and make it easier to get around. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I can say that I probably will never leave this country again if that is the requirement, because, you know, my mental state is not trusting vaccines from my perspective unless there's a lot of years of research and experience. And we all are going to be guinea pigs at this stage, there's no doubt. However, I said starting in June of last year that this pandemic will not calm down until three things happen. The election is over, we have some herd immunity, and the vaccine is offered to the public. And guess what? Within 1 week, we are now seeing numbers in some parts of this country that are lowering. And, you know, is it, I don't know the real truth behind all of that, but we are over the worst of it. And I do say in March, we'll be plummeting in numbers.
You know, and I truly hope so. And I think we both said the flu would be virtually non-existent. I think it's been, gosh, the pandemic's been so long, but I think we said that with the masking and the social distancing and hand cleansing, that flu would be lower. And thankfully, it is. I mean, that's virtually non-existent. I can't think of one positive case that we've had. But, you know, all over the news, they're talking about the new variant coming out, and Boris over in the UK is saying that it's much more deadly and transmissible. So have you thought about that?
Well, I know that you probably won't disagree with this, that the fear-mongering headlines has been found to be incorrect so often on many different topics, not only the pandemic, but on many other parts of what happens in our life, that I just don't trust the headlines. I mean, remember the headlines in March? We all were doomed, and we all had to lock ourselves into closets because it was, you could catch it in 30 seconds from 15 feet away. Well, look how all of the truth changed as time went on. And, you know, I have to, and again, I know that I want to say this, you know, any opinions we have here on Vital Health Radio pertaining to the pandemic is our own personal opinions.
And we are full of personal opinions.
And I certainly have a book full of those. And it's okay. And I want other people to respect their opinions, whether they disagree with me or not. I don't know where in the world we changed where we cannot debate any longer without becoming polarized. And I have to work at it, but I take
a breath. It seems like some people, they say, they are accepting of everybody's viewpoints, well, as long as you agree with them, that is, and that's a bit annoying to me. And you know, I pretty much agree with you. I just had to play devil's advocate there for a minute, and I've said, gosh, I think the whole time of the pandemic too, that this thing will mutate. It's what they do. So this is not surprising to me or probably to any medical provider out there that this is happening. But like you said, whether it's real or not, it can still be used.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was a little aggravated sometimes when I'm just not in the perfect mood to kind of accept things. I was at Acropolis last night before last eating supper by myself. And, you know, I just don't feel comfortable being preached to. Well, this gentleman comes in with his wife and he has a mask on. Perfectly fine. I wore mine in. I do all the right things. He comes in. He wears it all the way till the food is served. Why he's sitting with his wife. It's just not common sense to me. But on the mask, it said in big words, "Just wear a mask, damn it," with an exclamation point. Well, I'm making me a mask that I will not wear, but I'm going to have it made that says, "Damn it, just lose weight," because they both were obese. That is the number one risk factor for them getting it. If they get it, they will probably be contagious and give it to other people, mask or no mask. So, damn it, just lose weight if you're obese. And how would they feel if I wore that mask in there? It would be insulting to them. I would never do that because that's not what we do as a culture, is try to preach to other people. So there's my 3 cents on that little topic.
Well, in my brain, I'm trying to figure out how we could have a mask help people eat less. It does cover your mouth after all.
Hey, that's an idea. Yeah, it's hard to get food through those little holes, that's for sure. Again, I'm always, you know, both of us and so many experts are talking about, again, the vitamin D connection to building resistance and and the ability to not fall into severe symptoms. And it is being verified on and on and on. And now, and I think I said this last week, Chief Roddy, the Chattanooga Police Department, has sent out a text actually on Monday that said all Chattanooga police officers can receive free vitamin D at Nutrition World, along with school teachers and healthcare workers.
I've been trying to spread that last one, by the way.
Yes, thank you. But, you know, we've had more police officers in since last Monday to get this. If we count the 1 week of the police officers coming in, it's one half total already of all of the healthcare workers in the past 6 months. So the police officers are responding extremely well to this because it's safe, it's effective. It's not the only thing in the toolbox, but it's one of the most important ones to help your health to prevent real severe symptoms.
Well, we do other things to protect ourselves. They're wearing their body armor. We wear a mask at work, and why not do everything? I've been doing much better with my running, by the way.
Oh.
So it's a little less painful after being back into it, but not perfectly non-painful at my age. But yeah, back in the gym better. But we have to do those things. And why would you not take your vitamin D, maybe zinc? You know, I have everybody, well, at least in my family, taking a multivitamin, D, C, zinc if they want it, garlic and fish oils, just some of the staples around my home. And I have a lot of the patients doing that too. Why would you not?
Yes, why would you not is exactly right. You know, I'm always about choices and foods and things. Well, before I say this, I have been hobbling around for about 5 weeks. I did this about a year ago. I hurt myself in the gym, and it has to do with some nerve inflammation. And it's frustrating because I kind of always feel like I'm shouldn't have these things happen to me because I do most of the things right. But we are humans. We are at times fragile. We do rent these old bodies, and they do have a lot of miles on them at 63. So it's a little bit sometimes challenging for me. So I'm learning about chronic pain again this January, as I did last January. It was in the same month. And I really experiment with many different avenues of how do I heal my body without covering or masking the symptoms. I could mask this symptom very easily with strong drugs, but that's not what I'm kind of made out of. I want to figure out how does the body actually heal. Well, there are times when you need things to help relieve pain, and I'm experimenting with kratom. Kratom is an herb from other countries. It's been used traditionally for pain. It's sold at a lot of the CBD stores. It actually is legal in Tennessee now, and it wasn't before. And I will give you more of my opinion next week, but it does take the edge off. You have to get the right quality. We are very, very cautious at Nutrition World about that. But kratom is going to be an interesting journey for me to be able to educate people more on this specific herb. It can be addictive, so it's not like it's free of side effects. I don't think it is, which is interesting. But it also can make you a little bit very calm, which is good. I did take three pills yesterday, and I think I was one pill over my limit. I was for a little bit, but there was nothing particularly wrong with that.
Well, Ed, I think we're getting close to the end of this segment. CHI wanted me to share a little bit with you guys. Remember that smoking and high blood pressure, diabetes, and a sedentary lifestyle can increase your risk of vascular disease and COVID. The Chattanooga Heart Institute's vascular endovascular surgeons provide comprehensive care to diagnose, treat, and manage conditions in your arteries, as well as veins and lymphatic system. To learn about your risk factors and treatment options, please visit ChattanoogaHeart.com/vascular center. Thank you, Ed.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And it is already time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Jennifer Nicely with CHI Memorial regarding the Mary Ellen Locher Scholarship Fund. I knew Mary Ellen Locher pretty dang well, and I always have a kind of a story to tell about her, which I will in the next segment. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we have a returning guest, Jennifer Nicely from CHI Memorial Foundation. You're the president. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about Mary Ellen Locher's Scholarship Fund. And I want to say, you know, I've been in the business of Nutrition World since 1979. And I don't remember the exact years, but somewhere in the 80s, Mary Ellen started coming into Nutrition World, and I got to know her quite well. And she was amazingly ahead of her time with her thinking on health. And I know this is not the subject we're going to end up talking about, but I always remembered Mary Ellen because, you know, there's a word called integrative medicine. It's where conventional medicine kind of partners with really nutritional medicine, and they use it as a combination approach to help people be well. Well, Mary Ellen became her own integrative practitioner because she, during her cancer years, which was, you know, a very extensive amount of therapies that she received, she also did a lot of nutritional therapies, which she, I know, felt extended her life exponentially because of that. And I've always really valued her open-mindedness and the fact that she really embraced the things that I've built my life on. And what a wonderful, you know, we always think dying and death is, it can always be classified as all bad. It's not. Look what has come out of her journey and will continue on for decades. So tell us about this Mary Ellen Locher Scholarship Fund.
Absolutely. And I'll back up a little bit just to say, along those lines, you know, I think Mary Ellen was always thinking forward. In the last years of her life, she was part of creating a number of different things that would bear her name and continue her life's work going. And now it's been 18 years at least since she passed away. But part of that was allowing her name to be part of the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center at CHI Memorial, which I've been a part of fundraising for that since its very beginning, which of course is nationally known for its treatment of breast cancer and has made just a huge impact on our region. And then she also, thinking about her own son and his education, and the toll that cancer takes on a family in so many ways, but financially is a big one. Thinking about how she was going to make sure that his college was afforded was a big worry of hers, and which led her to think about all the other families, and also started the scholarship Foundation. So the two organizations for the last 18 years have been completely separate, of course, both bearing the Mary Ellen's name and working closely together in a whole lot of ways. But we are now becoming one. So all the confusion that's been out there for all of these many years about the two organizations bearing Mary Ellen's name are now one organization, both doing great work for the breast cancer community.
That's exciting, and I know that really helps people probably to understand it more. So what is the scholarship fund set up for? Who's
sure.
it applying for?
Absolutely. So children who are headed to college or in college who have a parent who is currently undergoing treatment for breast cancer, has previously undergone treatment for breast cancer, or who has passed away from breast cancer and lives within 50 miles of the Chattanooga area is eligible to apply.
And out of curiosity, how do you raise funds?
So they have, and now we together have a number of individuals who sponsor scholarships, often in the name of a loved one who has undergone breast cancer or passed away from breast cancer. They also do events, lots of events, especially with schools. Lee University, for many years, has been a huge partner. They've done an event called Folly for the Cure that has been very successful in raising scholarship funds. So unfortunately, with the pandemic and events being a little more limited and specifically in schools, some of that has been not been able to happen over this last year, but we're looking forward to some things opening back up hopefully soon, and also now as part of being one organization raising money together, some of the funds from PINC this year, which has been the long-standing event raising money for the Breast Center, will also benefit the scholarship fund.
So anyone that lives within 50 miles, is that what you said?
Yes, 50 miles of Chattanooga would be eligible.
And that is for them to go to college, right?
Yes, it is a college scholarship.
And so how much would is there a certain amount that they give, or is it based on?
They vary. Anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000. So they have given almost 500 scholarships over the 18 years, totaling a little under $1 million.
Wow, how helpful. And it's not a lot of red tape. I mean, it's just a standard. Does the person have to meet other specifications or just those that you mentioned?
So many scholarships are based on grade point average, and that is not one of the primary considerations here, partially because we know when a student has a parent undergoing treatment for cancer, it is a very stressful time on the entire family. So, grades may slip a little bit. So that's something that's looked at, but it is not the top consideration. It's really more about who they are as a person and the impact they've had on their community. So we do have letters of recommendation, and the student has to write an essay about their parents' experience and how it's impacted them and their lives. So, but not a difficult application process.
And how many would apply in a year? Do you have any approximate numbers?
So in most years, the group ends up giving probably 25 scholarships, and the number of applications can vary. So the application deadline was just a week ago, and I believe that probably 50 to 75 applications have come in.
When do you announce the recipients?
So the announcement of the recipients will be coming out this spring. We have individual readers. Actually, a lot of Mary Ellen's family still participates in reading, some who are here in the Chattanooga area and some who are up in her home state in Pennsylvania, where she grew up. And then we're constantly bringing in new individuals to make sure that we're being really representative of the community to ask them to be readers as well. So lots of different people making sure that all of these very deserving students have their application read and reviewed multiple times by multiple people to make sure that they get the benefit of lots of folks looking at their application. So, and then later this spring, we'll be announcing the winners for the 21-22 school year.
Well, again, that's exciting. I love the philosophy that a community supports those in need rather than always thinking government should give handouts. I think there's always a place for the government to have a safety net that we build to prevent people from absolutely crashing. But I'm far more invested in this kind of philosophy. We use the local enthusiasm, people who want to make commitments, who want to give their own personal money in order to elevate and help others in this community. Far different kind of energy than it is when we think, let's just hand everybody a check and we all will be fed and happy. So I'm sorry to get a little bit political there, but I'd love the whole concept of this Mary Ellen Locher Scholarship Fund. And I wish, people don't know about all of the offerings that are probably available in this city and in most cities. And I'm just thrilled that we can at least present that information for those people, because, $1,000 to $5,000 is not a huge amount of money, but it's a game changer for people. Now, this, can they apply every single year if they're going to four-year college? How does that work?
Yes, they can. And I think that's one of the great things about this fund. A woman named Cindy Perry has been the administrator of the Scholarship Foundation for the last 10 years. And actually, Cindy is coming over to join our team at CHM Memorial Foundation to continue her work. And Cindy is really good at her job. She establishes close relationships with each of these children who are scholarship recipients and their families, and she stays in touch with them to make sure that they're doing well. And then often these kids come back to our area and are great members of our community and continue to do great things. So I just love that has happened and will continue to happen. And that's what every city needs, is wonderful children growing up and coming back and making a difference in their community.
Can the Scholarship Foundation continue to help the children, the adults by this time, if they go to graduate school?
So right now it is only college.
Okay.
So, just 4-year college.
I looked on Facebook this morning on Vital Health Radio, and it was a beautiful picture that was posted of Mary Ellen Locher. So for those who may have forgotten, or maybe the younger people, go to Vital Health Radio's Facebook and take a view of that. I'll remember her so well, almost like it was last year. I can't believe it's been, 18 years since her passing?
18 years, yes.
Yeah, and she had struggled with breast cancer for not just a year, but for many, many years.
Many years. She actually had three bouts with cancer over those years. And I think one of the things that made her so beloved by the community was how public she was with that battle. Of course, she was appearing on the news every single day and right there in folks' living rooms. And so many people felt like they knew her personally. And when she was so willing to share what she was going through with the public, I think people loved her even more. So and then seeing what she did to continue benefiting our community, and of course her family, her son Alex Bird, is he was in high school when she passed away, and he went away to college and law school, has come back to Chattanooga, has a beautiful family, and of course is still involved in all that bears her name.
Well, I know I met the son, I'm sure, because she would come in. I mean, she probably came in 50 times at least. Yes, and you're right. I love the bravery of people who allow others to kind of follow them on a difficult journey, because, you know, a lot of us, and I can be this, it can be private, and I don't want to reveal some of my weaknesses, but I love that spirit of hers. Well, Jennifer, if you don't mind, tell people how they can learn more information on this.
Absolutely. So you can go to the Memorial Foundation website, which is memorial.org/MelScholarships. And Mel, Mary Ellen Locher, her initials, Mel was Mary Ellen's nickname to a lot of folks. So memorial.org/MelScholarship. And also can call the foundation office at 423-495-4438.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. That was so informative, and Mary Ellen was such a hero. And I'm just glad that we can carry on this tradition for many, many more decades. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health and a cool little thing I'm doing to potentially help my brain to think better. Dr. Green's going to really know that I'm really crazy. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I did say before we ended the last break,
you said I'm going to think you're crazy.
Well, I know you will. I know you already do. And it's actually a compliment. There's good crazy and bad crazy. I know you think I'm good crazy.
This is true. Well, so am I.
I am like Christopher Columbus, and I'm always searching for new lands. And the land that I look for is anything and everything that I can, and Dave Asprey uses this term, hack the body or hack the mind in order to elevate maybe performance, thinking, strength, longevity, because I am a self-appointed guinea pig, there's no doubt. I really don't think I'm going to live any longer than most people. I just think I want more quality and more robustness during that time. Well, there's a, and I would call it a drug, I guess. It's been in the medical field since 1850. So this little drug is something that you take, and what it does is within 30 minutes, it allows the brain to be able to utilize oxygen by producing more ATP. It has some function for antibacterial effects, and within and it also lowers fear. It's really cool how the fear goes down in your emotions when you do this. It's an aquarium cleaner called methylene blue. Methylene blue.
Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah.
I have followed it off and on for about 5 years. I keep seeing different podcasts, people I respect, who talks about the potential benefit to prevent Alzheimer's. And one person on TED Talks was saying they use it one time a month, and research is not strong, but it's pointing to the fact that it may help preserve memory as we age. And I'm not going to let things go just because it's not accepted by mainstream or accepted by Wikipedia or anything else. I'm going to learn for myself. It is an interesting compound, Dr. Green, because yesterday when I drank it, if you're not prepared for this, it can be shocking. You go to the bathroom 15 minutes later and you're peeing straight blue Kool-Aid. You do have to know what you're doing. You have to buy pharmaceutical grade. It's available. It's very cheap. I'm not recommending this to anyone. I'm just telling Ed Jones's story of experimenting so that potentially I can learn something that I might be able to share with someone else.
And I would just using Dr. Google here, I'm seeing anywhere from like $4 a bottle up to like 30.
Right. I ordered some more yesterday that was pharmaceutical grade in liquid, because what I have now is powder. You talking about a mess. It goes everywhere and stains everything. So I want this liquid version of it. But it does need to be pharmaceutical grade, because, you know, there's grades for aquarium tanks that are not as clean as they should be.
And of course, we used it in school making slides and things right. like that to look at.
Yeah.
That's where I know it from.
But in one single dose yesterday, it was obvious that my I didn't have anxiety, but I was calmer, and I could just feel the difference within 15 to 30 minutes. Interesting. I will follow up with people as time goes on. Methylene blue, and no, we do not sell it. I want to say something. I'm a huge, huge believer in the benefit of many foods, and also a believer in the dangers of many foods that we choose. One of those is coffee. Coffee has some tremendous good studies, everything from lowering the level of potential Parkinson's disease to burning body fat to other health benefits. However, I am always concerned about the fact that most coffee is grown outside this country, and they are using huge quantities of chemicals, because many of these countries, they're not monitored. We don't know what they're doing. In fact, if a coffee is tested to have more than 5 parts per million of these contaminants, China, Japan, and Europe refuses to allow them to be sold. Well, guess where they ship all of those coffees? Is the United States. Is it terribly toxic? No, but it is one of those add on. You do coffee with contaminants, you do hair shampoo with contaminants, you do your foods with contaminants, the cup starts filling, and then health starts declining. So it's really everything you can do to create less of the toxic load is a positive. So just buy organic coffee. I mean, it's real simple. Nutrition World sells a lot of organic coffee. I'm shocked that Starbucks has not embraced it. I've always been disappointed in Starbucks for that reason. And I think they don't want to. It's kind of like dentists who've used mercury for 50 years. They're not going to stop using it, because then it makes them look like they were guilty by using it before. And I think Starbucks is of the same philosophy. If they use organic coffee at Starbucks, then obviously they're saying, well, maybe the other coffee is inferior, and they just don't want to send that message.
You know, one time we talked about the Bulletproof coffee. Is that organic?
Bulletproof coffee is, I love Bulletproof. Dave Asprey, who I met in Anaheim about 3 years ago, and had an actual private meeting with just a small group of people, he bought a farm because he says all coffees have mold on them. Almost all coffees. And he bought this farm that was growing a certain bean in a certain way that did not have any mold on it. It is a clean coffee. He didn't pay the money to get the label organic, but it is chemical free. And I use Bulletproof most of the time. In fact, there was a great study that was just recently completed that when you do Bulletproof, which is adding MCT oil, which we sell at Nutrition World, and butter, and you blend it in a blender. I like to reheat it once I blended it. It will produce ketones. Why do we want ketones? Ketones fuels the brain, makes you burn body fat. That's pretty important stuff for most of us. Fuels the brain and burns body fat. If you Google Bulletproof coffee, you can see the recipe. It's real easy, tastes phenomenal, and will not give you the decline of energy that you may get off of straight caffeinated coffee. So,
well, I just looked at the one I've been using for about 6 months, Don Pablo from Costco. And I'm surprised. It says it is 100% Arabica, non-GMO, certified organic. So I was very surprised. It's really good coffee at Costco and a decent price. I have one I want you to look up sometime. I refuse to try it. Death Wish coffee. Have you heard of that?
I've heard the name. I bet it's not organic, but
probably not. But it actually scared me a little bit. It has so much caffeine, I would be worried about an arrhythmia. But yeah, I have a few of my staff members, because I love coffee, you know, and we have Dr. Phillips, one of my partners. She researches coffee on a regular basis, gives me all these studies, and so far she's given me 100% studies that show benefits of coffee for us. Nothing bad, unlike tobacco or something like that. That's all bad. So I was very surprised. I don't know if there's too much coffee you can drink, because I can drink several gallons a day if I want to. Maybe there's a limit. But the Death Wish coffee has so much caffeine. I wish I could remember. I'll look it up. Never mind.
Yeah, look it up. Keep talking. Let's see what it is, because everything we choose is a is a balance between certain numbers or risk against benefit. And, you know, 1 to 200 milligrams of caffeine is fine. If you get 500, it's going to be negative. Now, caffeine can bother the bladder of some people. I occasionally can get into that, but generally it's friendly to my system. And I don't do it after 2 o'clock in the afternoon because of the fact it lasts about 5 to 7 hours, and I am a poor sleeper, self-admitted. That's why I wrote an ebook on NutritionW.com on sleep and insomnia. It's about 12 pages long. It's free. Go to NutritionW.com and read the ebook. I'm always experimenting with new ways to help myself sleep. And I did mention kratom in the last segment for this tendonitis that I have going on in my hip. And also methylene blue, believe it or not, Dr. Green, has some good reports of people sleeping better. Why would that be? Lessening fear. Most of us don't sleep well because we have cognitive popcorn. We have brains that start thinking, and generally the filter that helps us to not be too fearful, it kind of decreases at night when we go to bed.
Well, I would say if you have insomnia, don't do Death Wish coffee. There was an independent review where a 12-ounce like cup from Starbucks would have 650 to 728 milligrams of coffee. As I recall, a usual cup has like 60, like a regular coffee
it has
cup.
600 milligrams of caffeine?
Up to 728 in a 12-ounce cup. That's a lot.
Of Starbucks?
Of the Death Wish coffee.
Oh, Death Wish.
Yeah, just took me a second to find it, so...
That. Oh, my gosh.
So I cannot say that this doctor will endorse Death Wish coffee. That is not going to happen. Well, just regular coffee for us. Non-GMO is fine. Organic is fine. Leave it there.
It's got a good name, Death Wish.
Yep.
It is. I want to also say something about seafood. I'm not a purist. I know we have to live in a real world. We cannot have perfect foods. I've had too many of my client customers who became so perfectionistic about their food choices, they did not live a joyful life because all they thought about was striving for perfection. And striving for perfection in any avenue of life is going to lead you down a very challenging road. But I think we should be, as we do with COVID, we should be wise. We should make reasonable decisions to help protect our health. There's an app called Seafood Watch, and Dr. Green and I have spoke about it before. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I eat probably 3 servings a week of seafood. I do eat out a lot. I don't have a lot of, I mean, Chattanooga doesn't have a lot of choices in regard to a restaurant who really embraces, you know, purchasing the very highest quality clean foods, not just good tasting, but clean, mean toxic, less toxins. Well, the Seafood Watch app, I looked up this morning on the way over here because I had halibut last night, and I love halibut. And I don't know if I'll eat it for a while because Seafood Watch was telling me that it's almost impossible to get any clean halibut because of the where they're being farmed and how they're being farmed. And so if you go to Seafood Watch, all you do is pop the app up when you sit down at a restaurant, and it's actually telling you where the fish came from. So you can ask the person at the restaurant, can you tell me where your salmon came from? And all you do is go in and it can say, yes, I want it, or no, I don't.
I would imagine a lot of them have no idea.
You know, people like Acropolis, Betty over there, I've asked her before, and she actually goes back to the kitchen, looks on the container, and comes back and says, this fish came from this place.
Nice.
I love
that. Well, they're special there, too.
They are special. I did go to Jonathan's the other day in East Ridge, and I looked at the bison burger on the menu, and it said the word seasoned. Well, that concerns me. And so I asked the girl, not expecting any real answer, I said, what is the seasoning? She said, let me go look. She went back to the kitchen, came back with a list of about 14 ingredients. Now, the word natural flavors and yeast extract, that means MSG. Terrible for me. Awful. Elevated pulse rates of 90, not sleeping, nervous, anxious. Well, I decided I'm not eating the bison burger with seasoning. So Jonathan's were nice enough to say, we'll make it without it. And that's what I want and demand out of my food choices today.
And you remember I sent you a little picture. We were using the bison meat we bought at Nutrition
Yes.
World. And so we had chili as well as spaghetti. So both. And it was fantastic. It really, really was. So great. You know, just a rich flavor. Loved it. And probably some of the best chili and spaghetti I've ever had. And I want to give a shout out. There's a place, you know, I eat for taste. I do. Mm-hmm. Ed eats for content. I eat for taste. So I don't always eat healthy when I go out. I eat healthy during the day at work and leave it there. But if I go out, I want to have fun. But there is a new place right in North Shore, right by Renaissance Park, called New York City or NYC Euro. I had never been in there. It's, you know, brand new and it's never crowded. People need to try it. It is actually really, really good. And Mezcla right down the street, which is a unique Mexican type food. People need to try that. Chipotle just opened. But I will say this, Philly cheesesteak at New York City Euro, one of the best I've ever had in my life. Not good for you, but so good.
We always talk about food and I get hungry and I've already had
I'm hungry. I'm just thinking about that Philly cheesesteak now.
Well, I'll probably go to Panera today at lunch. I don't know. At Nutrition World, real quick, we are doing a lot with pet health. We have a challenge that's called Elevate Your Pet's Health, because we are the only, really, store that I know of that's carrying the level of quality products that pets deserve, because really it's despicable what's going on in the pet food industry. And on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, we have a show where I interviewed a lady on the despicable nature of pet food. And I have the most knowledgeable person ever that can inform you on pet health and pet food, Stacy at Nutrition World. So please, you have a pet and you're interested in having them elevate their health, which means living longer, less aches and pains, and certainly less drug interaction or drug interventions. So come in and talk to Stacy.
We do love our pets.
Boy, isn't that the truth? I don't have a pet right now.
And we still have to have a vet on the show sometime.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I'll make that happen. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about your health and some other goodies. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. Dr. Green always has some motivational words for us in this segment.
Well, you know, Ed, we do the spiritual moment this time every week. And, of course, the spiritual moment is still brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. And you can still go to their website, silverdalebc.com, if you would like to learn more, or download their app, which is free. But, Ed, you know, this week, I'm going to do something just a little different, short and sweet. This last week, you know, you turn on the news. I can't watch much news because there's so much turmoil, and usually I make it through 5 or 10 minutes. And of course, I'm hearing, you know, 25 to 30 patients a day, some super happy with the election and everything going on, the upcoming, you know, impeachment, everything. Some horribly devastated, thinking the world is ending. I mean, it's probably a lot more of those around here lately. But, you know, it got me a little down this week, and I was just walking around the office in between patients, and a song started playing in my head. And for those of you who do know me, you know a song is always playing in my head. It's one of those weird things God gives me. But it was "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And the part that came through my head at that time was the part that says, "Peace for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Great is Thy faithfulness." And it kept playing in my head. And I realized, you know, we don't have to be worried about this. It's going to be okay. Have peace for today. It's going to be bright hope for tomorrow. You know, it didn't change. We never changed that much with an election. You know, there are checks and balances in the system. It's going to be okay. Don't be that worried about it. And then I remembered another quote I heard from Churchill, and I love Churchill quotes, that and Mark Twain. But Winston Churchill said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." And that really applies here, too. We have to have courage to continue through the coronavirus, through anything that's coming. If you didn't like the election, have courage to press on. It's going to be okay. And that's what I wanted to share today.
Thank you, as always, my friend. And you certainly are, I'm echoing those same feelings and thoughts, because it is easy to get spiraling down into a place of despair. And watching the news is one of the most unhealthy things I think we can do for our emotions and for our physical health. and many people are addicted to it, as I was. I literally have not tuned in for quite some time now, a couple of weeks.
You're not missing anything.
And, you know, I know if there's something major, someone will tell me. And you're right. Sometimes, you know, in life, all we can do is walk with faith. There doesn't need to be another answer, but we don't need to be frozen, because what we do today is what is going to help our, I use the word soul pod, the people that we closest to and care about is in my soul pod. And I hopefully have a, you know, I want to expand that as I grow older. But my effect on those people and on myself, the government's not really going to, they can destroy my positive effects, but they can't solve my problems. In fact, I love Helen Keller. She, you know, being blind and deaf and the things she went through, but what a wise woman. And I don't know, people would not like her quote in regard to the pandemic, because she said, security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. The fearful are caught as often as the bold. Well, if that is even partially true, why are we being frozen by this fear when we may be caught? But if we're caught, we're going to journey through it. You know what? We come from generations of survivors. You do, I do, and everyone listening. We weren't just put on this planet. We have had hundreds of generations that survived far worse than we could ever imagine. And if they didn't, we wouldn't be sitting here. So we have the backbone and spirit to journey through anything that comes our way, but not if we're frozen. We have to take a step up and free our spirit and have the faith that you speak about.
So. And you think, you know, Helen Keller went through so much more than we will ever mm-hmm. go through. Another person I've read a little bit on during the hard times is Corrie Ten Boom. You ever read any about
No.
Corrie Ten Boom? We won't go into that too much now, but she was a young child in Nazi Germany. So, you know, she was scared of the Nazis. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I have the courage to stand up for my faith, that kind of an idea. And so she did. And she was given that strength when she needed it. And, you know, I think what little we're going through right now, these light and momentary troubles, they're just not worth getting this wound up about, like so many people are doing. Mm-hmm. And I go back to, I remember my son years and years ago when I was, I don't know, I had my knickers in a knot over something. And he said, Dad, you know, some things in life are worth getting that upset about. This just isn't one of them. And I remind myself of that. These current events are not worth getting this upset about, walking around in fear, fretting all the time. No, I'd rather walk in faith, have peace in my life, and not worry about this.
And act wisely. This yes. doesn't mean you put your head in the sand, but, you know, I'm a pilot. I fly small planes, and a guy named Richard Collins, wonderfully 50-year veteran of flying general aviation, said something to the effect, and it's all in my memory, but fly this minute in order to fly the next hour. Because if I worry about an hour down the road while I'm flying that plane, I could crash, because the hour down the road is future. I need to fly this plane this minute in order to get to that hour. So I'm going to try my best, as always, to live this minute.
And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying for people not to socially distance, not to wear masks. I didn't say that at all.
Nope.
You know, when I get in my car and put on my seatbelt, I would wear that anyway, whether it was law or not. But I'm not scared of my car or scared of driving. I'm just being prudent, and I'll still wear my mask. I'm not walking around in fear. I'm just being smart. And frankly, I love not getting sinus infections anymore. It's the healthiest I've ever been. This is great. But don't have that fearful attitude that just keeps your adrenaline level up all the time and is so unhealthy and breeds depression and anxiety. You know, we're seeing a lot of that in the office, and I try to dispel that as much as I can, and we teach the good coping mechanisms, and you can be prudent and still not walking in fear.
I love that, prudent. I will say real quickly, there's a pharmacist that I know very well, and he works in Cleveland at a major pharmacy, and he asked me the other day, he said, you know what, the number one drug we sold in 2020, I said, I would say it's anti-anxiety. He said, we filled, believe it or not, 900,000 tablets of Xanax
really?
In one pharmacy in Cleveland. That is so scary, because there are other alternatives like Anxiocalm at the store and other things. That
Rescue
is,
Remedy.
And it's such an addictive drug. So guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.